Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. We're live from Monaghan Town. It is the home of little hills and big turkeys and vowels as broad as fields. The heartland of the Kingdom of Oriel and full of characters from Tarry Flynn to Francis Brady, the butcher boy, from Father Dougal to the clone of Cyclone himself. We are live from the Jive because our home today is Sound Quality Gifts inside Fleming's department store, which became the centre point of general election 2024. You'll remember this, two party leaders ran the country music gauntlet by jiving with the boss here, Helen Drum, and of course their fortunes actually went down hill shortly afterwards. Get in touch wherever you are, please. On WhatsApp, North and South, it's 0870 32 32 32. And on email, oliver@rte.ie. Brilliant. Now, good morning and Monday morning to everyone. Special hello to those still affected by Storm Dara at the weekend. God Almighty, still waiting on power and many more waiting on internet. But at least that was the worst of it. The text is also live as well, 51551, but only from the south, which is important to note because I want to convey exactly where we are this morning. Monaghan Town is at the head of this glorious county. I'm from Inniskeen, you see, which is, you know, where Carrickmacross stares across the bogs and the poetic hedges there towards Dundalk. Monaghan Town is half an hour north of Carrick, and we're hemmed in by the border on three sides. If you went east, you'll be very quickly in Armagh, heading in towards Cady there. If you go west, you'll gallivant into lovely Fermanagh. And due north of here is the hostile territory of Tyrone. Emmy Vale actually was built as a warning to tired travellers that it's your last chance to turn back. That's how it works there. So that's where we are in the country. And inside Monaghan Town specifically, we are within Fleming's department store, which has everything from mops to mayhem. And it is the mayhem that we're here for inside Sound Quality Gifts. I'm broadcasting right next to umbrellas and funeral ornaments above a super value in December. This is how I know I've made the big time. Also in the shop with us are many students from the St. Louis Convent in the town and the lads from St. McCartan College transition year students. Good morning to you all. There we go, giving us a begrudging teenage cheer there. Thanks a million. We've loads of guests over the next hour as well. Freshly retired political colossus of the area, Heather Humphreys, will be joining us. Local lad and composing sensation, Jamie Duffy, who is to pianos what Conor McManus is to miraculous point kicking in these parts. We're also going to be talking local history, turkey plucking, and Christmas Day fashion. Sure, where would you get it? But if our message to you today, and the reason we're here, is to get out to your local town and county town and shop local for Christmas, that's really why we're in her shop, because she is a legend of the region. This woman hit the TikTok trends when she took Simon Harris jiving a month ago and she swung him around so hard he lost all of his new energy and kind of landed on his metaphorical arse. Helen Drum, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. And you are very welcome to the beautiful Sound Quality Gifts. Monaghan.
Straight
Ireland.
Away, one sentence in, has to plug the shop. Thank you for having us here at Sound Quality Gifts. Monaghan, Ireland is the full address, I think you give it. What are people buying here for Christmas, Helen?
Well, my umbrellas, rain shader, and with all the storm.
Very special umbrellas.
I have to say,
they're huge. Can you describe what this umbrella, to the uninitiated?
Well, it has been tested up to 7 gales of wind. It won't blow inside out. You're not invading somebody's space, so you're closed in like a little dome. So it's...
There's an arch inside it, so you're...
Yes, and it's just fabulous. I think everybody nearly in the world knows about it now.
And you have them made locally in the Monaghan community of China or somewhere like that?
That's right.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
very
so
important
clever.
To do that locally.
Yeah.
When did this all start out for you as a retail queen?
So I'm in business 39 years. So I've had...
Oh, go away. Yeah. Jeez, you're wearing them well.
Aren't I?
Are you a child that broke into a shop years ago and just
That's right. Yeah, just the minute I was born. I was born into a retail. But anyway... No, I have to say 39 years. Mm-hmm. So I have experienced, I've had to cut my cloth to suit my table a few times, as you know, with recession.
Well, and you're setting up a shop in the 80s, must have been pretty rough.
That's right. Well, it was tough. But you know something, it taught me a lot. And I just love people. So what the gifts that I was selling was what people obviously were looking for. And of course, music was my main business. That's why it was sound quality. And then we had to change because of everybody downloading and that. So yes, we went into sound quality gifts.
And now you have everything. How do you describe? I was trying to figure out, and I think I know words, but I can't really describe. I have signage over here, novelty. There's lots of funeral ornaments. Did you say one of the best-selling things is this?
It's a solar power grave lantern. So it's, which is actually very difficult to get. So I modified it, and I would sell a lot of that around the world now. It takes the light in during the day and it lights up on the grave at night.
You have your
it's
own.
It's something very difficult actually to sell because, I mean, because it's morbid.
Yeah, how do you advertise?
That's right.
Jolly thing?
So,
but it's an industry, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Graves.
That sells.
And you have
world.
Your own printing press here, so you kind of personalise them all, and there's little photographs and things.
That's right. So we personalise a lot of gifts from the cushions and slates and mugs and that. I'm very lucky. I have great staff, great workers around me, and that's what everybody needs.
Loads of Monaghan merch as well at the place. And
it's like Aladdin's cave, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So it could take you a week to go around it.
Disassociate himself from it. You're a local of the town. You're Monaghan town.
I am indeed. I was one of 15. I'm married to Vincent, and we have four children, and two grandchildren, and awaiting another one within the
you're
next.
You're waiting
day.
A call
yes,
at the moment, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Your daughter is expecting.
That's right.
Oh, well,
in Coleraine. Thank you so much.
Oh, she's in Coleraine. Very good. Yes. They're scattered around. Place?
Aoife's in Coleraine and Roisin's in Claverhead, and Niamh is in Kent in London, and then Jack's at home here.
Lovely.
In Monaghan.
That's lovely. And Jack is the one who encouraged you to go on TikTok.
Jack had said to me, yeah, he says, Mum, why don't you do TikTok? This was just after the COVID. And I said, Jack, what's TikTok? I didn't even know what it was. So he said, Meghan Trainor's a song out, do something with it. And it was the day before Mother's Day, I was in the shop and I put up the rain shader, the leopard print one, and I said, I played the song and I said, I am your mother, you listen to me, as many mummies say, and then rain shader, Mother's Day gift. That was it.
That was it. And fast forward to general election 2024, you had two party leaders in this shop in Fleming's department store. Simon Harris. Was Simon Harris in before Mary Lou?
An hour before, but
well,
they're very lucky to get in here.
He kind of was quite good. I was thinking it was the one good day he had on the campaign.
Absolutely,
flung him around.
Yes, I jizzed them up a little bit.
Who was the better? Lovely expression.
No, I can't be saying that. That's not right.
Oh, very good. You're politically neutral.
Yes, you have to be.
I noticed Micheál Martin didn't come, and the election went quite well for him.
It did, but did you also hear that everybody that did jive with me got through? Did you know that? everybody that jived in sound quality got through. I was told that.
You mean they got elected as TDs?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Sorry,
elected. Helen Drum, you're not going away. You're going to hang out with us for the morning. We'll talk to you before we go again.
That's
but
brilliant.
I want to bring in a local sensation, Jamie Duffy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver.
You've been on with us before, but you're from Glasslock. How far away is Glasslock from here, Jamie?
About 7-8 minutes, so very close altogether. A nice start to the morning.
We were chatting to Charlie McKenna last week. She would know.
Yeah, another local artistic person, I guess you could say. Yeah, and she owns her family owns the Pillar House there in Glasslough too. So
now,
beautiful spot.
You're an incredible composer. Your year, Spotify has done the whole Wrapped thing, hasn't it?
Yes.
You've had extraordinary
Spotify
numbers. Tell us your extraordinary numbers, and we'll all.
Yeah, I think I've had about seven million listeners on Spotify in the last year. So probably made about €15 if I put it all together.
And you're not joking.
No, not joking. But anyway, the numbers are crazy, and the numbers they're humbling, and they're really lovely to see. And so many people in I think 182 different countries. So seeing your music reach that distance is a lovely thing.
Is Sulla still the biggest hit?
She's the biggest hit, and she probably will be for a while. It's sort of, as I said, bigger than me. And it's in a world of her own, so she's doing her thing.
I like how you've given it the feminine noun.
Yeah, she's, I don't know, she's kind of happened naturally.
Song is a girl that's hanging out.
Yeah.
And it's just over 2 years old, isn't it?
So. Just over 2 years old. So I'm a newbie to this whole music thing. So
Yeah. Would you tinkle a little bit out for us? Because you have a keyboard there. And since we've gone to the trouble here.
Of course.
Just to remind people of how this... what did you say again this one this year has got alone?
So about 30 million streams this year. So yeah, it's kind of crazy.
And about 80 million overall, something
Approaching 100, so yeah.
100 million?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Solace by Jamie Duffy. Just a sample of it. I don't want to wear the man out. Beautiful flourish to end. Jamie Duffy, there should be a boule of bus there from our sorted transition students. Jamie, since I've known you, you've been a politics fan.
Yes.
Which is unexpected sometimes with composers and pianists. But you've actually, through your fame, you've managed to complete your studies, haven't you?
Yeah, I completed my studies last year up in Queens in Belfast. So it started that before the music. So I think. Well, my mother's here looking at me, so she, you know, they're like,
Duffy, that's Louise, isn't
you
it?
Can do the music if you finish this. Yeah, that's Louise. You can do the music if you finish the degree. I only had about a year left.
That was the deal.
So, yeah, it was the deal. So,
do people in North Monaghan, because I'm from Inniskeen, we kind of look towards Dublin for the schooling. Do they look increasingly towards Belfast? And
I mean, they should if they're not, because I mean, it's much easier to rent a house in Belfast. It's only an hour up the road. It's a beautiful city to live in and to be a student in. And I think it's probably not talked enough about. I know when I was in school, I was only one or two who went north. So I think it should be explored. And of course, then you get your student loan from the UK, which is a great little thing.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a handy number. Did you mention that to Heather Humphreys when you were doing work experience?
Well, of course.
Because you did. Did you do some kind
I
of
did. I on my last year of uni, went up and did some work experience with Heather up in the Dáil, which was a very exciting thing, as I thought at the time. And it was great to see how government worked and to see how a local representative, more so high up in government, just, you know, did her job.
Particularly part of the Monaghan Mafia. We stick together no matter what city you're going to.
Well, everybody in Monaghan knows everybody. That's the other thing. So it sounds great that I went up to Heather for some work experience, but, you know, it's we all know each other. So I think it's much easier than say, maybe if you're in Dublin to get these things.
Absolutely. Now, you're also touring at the moment and you have a big gig coming up at the National Concert Hall.
Yeah, so I sold out. We did a first ever tour this year and it sold out. So I'm coming back again next year to some bigger venues, the Everyman in Cork, but then the National Concert Hall main room on St. Patrick's Day, which is an honour I can't believe I've been bestowed. It's crazy. I think I'm the youngest or one of the youngest people to play the main room. So it's going to be, it's terrifying, but it's exciting.
No, it's great. And you should be really proud of yourself at 23 years of age to go into the National Concert Hall.
Yeah.
And it's just you and a piano. Will you have singers?
And a piano and a lovely quartet, my quartet ladies. And we're gonna have a ball.
And if that's not enough to look forward to for 2025, you're also going, are you doing a residency with the Icelandic composer?
Well, I'm recording my album in Iceland hopefully between January and February, which should be fun. Iceland in January, not the brightest of places, so...
warmer than Monaghan.
I'll need to go very happy to Iceland, I feel, so there's no light.
Tell
at all,
us who that is. He's a big deal, isn't he?
Yes, it's with a guy called Atli Orvarsson, and he's sort of my mentor with all of this, and... he owns a lovely studio up there and a community called Innie Music. And there's such a massive Irish community up there. And you might have heard Talas, who passed away recently. He was big on that scene up there too. And Atli's worked with him recently too. So it's lovely to get up, to go up and blend, you know, the two cultures.
Yeah, the Irish people are going up to that guy in Iceland all the time.
And yes, and his community, Innie, and what he's created up there is such a lovely safe space to create music and art.
Well, Jamie, we're looking forward, because you're going to hang out with us for the next hour. We'll come to you for some live music. I want to go to the texts are coming in. 087, by the way, 032 32 32 for the WhatsApp. Seeing as you were in beautiful Monaghan, Oliver, today, can you mention that proud Monaghan man Shane McGuirk became the first ever Irish darts player to win the WDF World Championships at Lakeside last night? And the Monaghan flag was proudly flying there. He's an Annamullan man, I'm told this morning as well. And someone says, will you let Helen know she's on a quiz on the journal.ie this morning? The question wants to know her forename. Is it Helen? What her forename is. As your surname. I think it's your surname. So you're featuring on the journal.ie, Helen Drum, of sound quality gifts in Monaghan, from which we are broadcasting live. We're going to take a quick break. We're back with Heather Humphreys after these.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Pakian the Yadunas Telefisha Leshna Mion Hummer Soda Fibli Riachtanacha in Aden. Gami Buechaslat, Moha the Yadunas Telefisha Iakugut Lediani. Tirhig TV License Punk IE. No Ean Ethic Fisht, Hintele Olish Oil. Nodarud, Moha Telefisha Gut, Nimur Kadunas Telefisha Evegut. O Realtus Naharan.
Looking to get more out of your car insurance? Gemma from Wexford saved €143 when she made the switch to OutSurance, and she hasn't looked back since, except when she's reversing out of the driveway. To get a competitive quote like Gemma's, visit outsurance.ie or call 1800 600 400. OutSurance. Real people, unreal savings. Representative of an individual customer's like-for-like policy comparison. The customer received a gratuity for their participation. Acceptance criteria, terms and conditions apply. Insurance is underwritten by OutSurance DAC. OutSurance DAC trading as OutSurance is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Mental health difficulties can affect anyone, but with the right supports, you can recover. At St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, we provide specialised care online and in person. Talk to your GP or visit stpatricks.ie. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Your support, your recovery.
Christmas is the season of giving, but it can be difficult to know who on your list wants what. Save yourself the guesswork by giving the gift of choice. Whether you're buying for the foodie, fashionista, or homebird of the family, they'll love a Dunstore's gift card. They can choose from everything we have in-store and online, from fashion to homewares to groceries. Give the gift of choice, perfect for everyone. Visit dunstores.com for details. However you do your Christmas shop, make Christmas for everyone at Dunstores. Terms and conditions apply.
RTE Radio 1. Deacon Blue presents the Great Western Road Trip, live at 3 Arena Dublin, 8th of October 2025. Tickets available now from Ticketmaster and singularartists.ie. Deacon Blue, live at 3 Arena Dublin, proudly presented by Singular Artists.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
This morning from 10, Philip Boucher-Hayes sits in for Clare. And with government formation talks likely to get underway this week, we take a look at the big climate deadlines facing the 34th Dáil. Feeling stuffed up with coughs and sniffles? How does what we eat impact our immunity? And the must-see black and white movies for your watch list. Join us at 10 on RTE Radio 1 and on the RTE Radio app.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. Don't live your life on hold with online car insurance that's driven to save you time and money.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
And welcome back. We are live in Monaghan Town this morning. 0870 32 32 32 is on the WhatsApp. Dick Clarkin's in touch. He says, can you give a shout out to the Monaghan Dublin Business Network, who have their Christmas lunch on this Wednesday in the Westbury in Dublin. Thanks a million. Yes, good luck to you, Dick. He's a great man, a feisty man. Listen, I must introduce our guest who's sitting before me. We're joined by Heather Humphreys, a proud Monaghan woman from the village of Drum, who's had a fascinating political career, kind of an astonishing one that is ending on a high, unusual for politics. Heather, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Oliver, and thank you for being in Monaghan. It's great to see you here this morning.
Because this is foreign territory for me, from the other end of the county. Retirement for politics hasn't quite happened yet, has it? Because you're still officially Minister for Social Protection.
Yes, I'm no longer a TD, but under the Constitution, I remain as a minister until a new minister is appointed.
What are the duties of a minister without a Dáil seat? Do you have things to do?
Yeah, well, there's different things you may have to attend. Last week I was in Templemore for an event there. I was opening a new library, and I was also in Longford. I was open two new walkways, and it was great to get out and meet people again. And I have to say it was very enjoyable. So this week there's a few things on in Cavan. I'm opening a number of projects that were funded through my department, and I'm delighted to be there. And again, an opportunity to say thank you to the people.
Say farewell to all those grants you lobbed into every ditch and hedge you find.
Well, it's actually lovely to go out and to meet the communities, because one of the reasons I went to so many places was to say thank you to them, because a lot of these things wouldn't happen if they didn't have the initiative at local level to put forward the applications to get the funding. So these are projects that they have wanted, and it's a celebration of their achievements. So I enjoy that.
And Camille, do you still have the seal of office, or is that something you have to hand back to the president when your replacement comes along with it?
No, I'll have to tell you a secret here. When you're made a minister, you get the seal of office and you get a photograph, and then you hand it back to the president.
Is it the same seal then? So it's just
Different seals. The seals can change depending on the ministry. Yes, they're very precious, those seals, so you're not allowed to keep them.
That is the most disappointing thing about being a minister. But you get the car anyway. You get to be driven around. That's nice. Tell us about what your plans are after your retirement.
Yeah, well, I'm hanging up the political boots, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll find something.
You haven't settled on it yet?
No, I haven't settled yet. And as you know, the lucky thing is I live on a farm, so there's always a job on a farm.
Very good. Yes. So you do work on the farm?
Well, not really, no. I've avoided it for most of my life. But that may not be possible now. I may have to get I may do an odd job. I love gardening. I absolutely adore it. Yeah. I grow my own vegetables, so I think I'll be doing more of that. I have two gorgeous little grandchildren, so I hope to spend more time with them.
And because you had a whole career, didn't you, before politics?
Yes, I started off working in the Ulster Bank. I spent many years there, and then I moved to the Credit Union, and I worked in Coot Hill Credit Union for 12 years. And then I was elected to the Dáil.
You're a huge fan of Coot Hill.
Yes, I like Coot Hill. I went to school in Coot Hill in the St Aidan's Comprehensive School. I attended the school there. And in fact, it was a great school. And at one time, I was a minister in government, and Éagan O'Farrell was the president of the GAA. And
that's right.
Joe O'Reilly was a senator at the time. So it was quite unusual that three of us would be serving at a national level from the one school in rural Ireland.
It was your first peace outreach. It was between Monaghan and Cavan. Coot Hill and Famously in Cavan. Obviously, you're more popular in the credit union than as a banker.
Yes, that's true indeed. Yes, I started off with banking. Not everybody likes bankers. Then I moved to the credit union, much more popular. And then, of course, I went to be a politician, which, well, again, back nearly into the banking space at times.
When did you get elected as a TD for the first time?
2011, I got elected.
So relatively short career, really, wasn't it? But within 3 years, you were a cabinet minister.
That's right. I'm almost 14 years in national politics. I'm 21 years in politics altogether, local level first in 2003. I was co-opted onto Monaghan County Council, and I remained there until I was elected in 2011 to the Dáil.
I remember when you first became a minister, there was a bit of, you were Minister for Arts.
Yes.
There was quite a bit of snobbery towards you, wasn't there, going, this one now wouldn't have a clue about our world.
Yes, well, yes, I suppose that's true to say, but I think I managed to deal with those issues. I have to say that we celebrated the 2016 commemoration through the arts. It was very much the forefront of those commemorations. And I was very proud of the commemorations. Almost a million people attended them right across the country. And it wasn't just Dublin-centric. We managed to have it in every single county.
Everybody remembers that time really fondly, because actually the run-up to it, which will be happily forgotten, was kind of fraught, and people wondering, will this centenary go well? Even the launch, I think, ended up with people banging on the windows onto the GPO, wasn't it? Like, you had a torrid time initially.
Yeah, well, I was very focused on what I want to do. I wanted to make sure that there were appropriate commemorations, that there were inclusive commemorations, and that they were historically correct. We had an advisory group, and that ensured that we were able to make sure that it was the story was being told as it should be told. It was correct, and it was historically correct. And it was so inclusive in that I wanted everybody to be involved, and we were able to do that through the local authorities. And probably the first time ever that I said we have to get the local authorities involved. And I had 4 million of a budget, which I know is a lot of money, but when you talk about the whole country, I was able to divide it up, and I think every local authority got 30,000 euro or something around that. Yeah, anyway,
it was used really well, wasn't
they
it?
They spent it. We got such good value out of it. The local authorities were unbelievable. They really stepped up to the plate, and there was a commemoration in every single county. They had their own plan, and I was delighted with the cooperation I got from every local authority across the country.
And the tricolour kind of initiative in schools was a huge deal. Explain the significance to people of you overseeing those 1916 commemorations from your background here in Monaghan.
Yes, well, of course, I come from a Presbyterian background. I was reared in Drum. I live in Ahabog now, and I suppose it's something that people are wondering, and I did wonder myself at times when I got the job, when Enda Kenny appointed me. He said, "You're going to be in charge of the 2016 commemorations," and I thought, right.
Now, this go down?
How will we manage this? But again, I was delighted I was able to do that, because I believe and I know that I am a true Republican in the Wolfe Tone sense, inclusiveness and fraternity and everybody's right to be represented. And I believe that, and very much part of the Presbyterian tradition is total democracy, and where people elect their leaders. And that's something that is very much within my DNA. I was also involved very much as a local politician in the peace and reconciliation funding that we received in the six counties and in the three border counties in Ulster. And indeed, that played a huge part in bringing people together and helping to break down those barriers, because there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of myths out there that needed to be dealt with in terms of the 2016 commemorations. And I think we did that well, and people realised, when they shone a light on that period in our history, we had so much more in common than what divided any of us.
The people in Drum, I was reading an Irish Times profile of the village, which is said to be the only totally Protestant settlement in the Republic, the village of Drum, and they said they were quite surprised when you described yourself as a Republican, because it wouldn't have been the kind of the feeling of the tradition there.
Well, again, republicanism has meant different things at different times, and I think to some to me, I know exactly what it means. As I said, it's in the true 1798 Wolfe Tone sense. That's what Republican is.
Wolfe Tone, I think, was a Presbyterian himself, wasn't he? Or
I don't
Anglican,
know.
I think, religious-wise. Yeah. On a lighter note then, when you saw Derry Girls doing the Protestant versus Catholic descriptions, you recognised something about yourself on the list.
Yes, indeed. We keep our toasters in the press or in the cupboard.
It's a brilliant idea. I've started doing that because of you and Derry Girls. It's the best thing. And
yes.
Your lovely daughter, the second one, got married, I think, didn't she?
That's right. I went into her house, and she has a lovely house in Leitrim, and I looked.
She married a Leitrim man.
Yeah, she married a Leitrim man. I said, "Oh, Dara," I said, "you've got the toaster on the on the worktop." I said, "Put that away straight away, Jared." I said, "Get that toaster away. Put it in a press."
Interfering mother-in-law was ignored, I think, at this occasion.
We had a good laugh. We really had a good laugh.
Toaster in the press, if you take nothing from this. Now, you didn't have the most easy time, because there was a cronyism row as well, Heather. Oh my God, we were face-palming hard when that happened. Explain to people now what happened back in... This is also in the first year as a cabinet minister, isn't it?
Yes, and yes, of course, there was an appointment, all right, to the Senate, and there was a bit of a furore over it, no doubt.
I realised you're not going to explain this terribly well at all. Enda Kenny tried to, he basically wanted someone to run in the Shannon panel for the arts, and so he got you to appoint this person to the Museum of Modern Art. it was blatant cronyism, but it all fell apart.
Well, what can I say, only that the same man, he was a decent man, and maybe I come from a background that says people who want to serve on boards because the boards were unpaid. There was no remuneration.
But you know, attachment to the arts.
Well, look here, I'll tell you, I'm not going to go into the detail, but all I can say to you is what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What did you learn from that?
Exactly what I learned. What doesn't kill
don't
you
don't do it again. Don't do cronyism. It doesn't go down well. What are you most proud of when you look back?
When I look back, well, at a local level, I'm most proud of the marina in Clonus, the Ulster Canal Marina. It's a fabulous facility in Clonus town. At a national level, I'm very proud of how the commemorations went. I'm particularly proud of auto-enrolment, which means that people, everybody will have an occupational pension. Those people who don't have a pension at the minute will be enrolled now. The legislation's gone through. The president has signed it, so it's a matter of enacting it next year. That's an important change that will certainly make a difference to people's lives down the road. And I think the thing that makes me happiest of all is hot school meals for the children, the primary school children. Every primary school child by the end of 2025 will receive a hot school meal. Mm. And I suppose that's the mother in me. I like to see those children get.
and the regrets. I mean, the housing crisis has to be attached to every minister who served in those. You were there in 2014. Collective responsibility, Heather. We heard Jamie saying, you know, Dublin is a cold house for musicians and for young people because of the housing crisis, which Fine Gael has given to the country.
Well, I think to be fair, you have to start, and I'm not going to go into the politics of it all, but we started with nothing in 2011 when we came into government. It was not an easy place.
Still
it was
nothing.
Cut. I remember walking up the street in Monaghan here. I actually put my head down and I knew people were hurting, but they took the pain and it wasn't easy. So the housing is increasing. I would say we are building more and more houses, and you just can't put houses up like a flick of a switch. But what I would say is that regret is that I'm not 10 years younger, because if I was, I wouldn't be retiring.
Right. I see what you mean. You feel you don't have the new energy.
No, well, I just know that as you get older, you just don't have the same levels of energy, and this job requires 100% and more. And if I can't give it that, I don't want to be doing it. I feel that would be wrong of me, and it would be another five years was the commitment, and that's why I decided to take a step back and let new people come with new ideas.
Yeah, as I say, it stunned the political establishment, because people work hard to get to where you are in cabinet. It looked like you were a shoe-in to return to cabinet again, particularly as deputy leader of the party. But you bowed out. We wish you well in your retirement, Heather. We've had a good old chat there now. You're totally unfazed by it. You have fans as well in the text. Thank you for showcasing Monaghan. We wish Heather Humphreys very happy retirement. Good wishes to her in the future. And they're very proud of you in the village of Drum in particular, aren't they? You're the most famous person out of there now. Heather Humphreys, good luck to you, and a happy Christmas to you, by the way, and to the family. We're going to go back over to Jamie Duffy. Jamie, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to sing this time.
You're going to sing
a little tune at Fairy Tale of New York.
I've never
heard of it. Stephanie's going to join me.
Jamie
and my grandfather.
And your grandfather, Patrick McGee. You're welcome
McGee
on guitar.
And
Stephanie is going to do vocals with you as well.
Yes.
Thank you. Jamie Duffy of Glasslock. Take it away. Thank you, Heather.
Was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They've got cars big as bars, they've got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me.
You were handsome, you were pretty, Queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they howled out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner and danced through the night. And the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Well done, Jamie Duffy, and beautiful in your own accent, Jamie. Good singer, and Stephanie as well. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back very shortly with more from Monaghan.
Email Oliver at rte.ie.
On this Friday's Late Late Show, we're going full festive as we untangle the tree lights, open the big tin of sweets, try to sneak the empty wrappers back in, you know who you are, and pull our Christmas crackers to get me some new material. You never know who'll be stopping by. Well, actually, I do. But what goes on Santa's list stays on Santa's list. That's the Late Late Show Christmas Special. Friday at 9:35 on RTÉ One and RTÉ Player.
Sponsored by PTSB.
We believe in the magic of Christmas at Arnott's, your destination for Christmas shopping this season. Choose the perfect gift across beauty, fashion, home, toys and the Christmas market. Take a moment to dine at one of our 8 cafes and restaurants, or pamper yourself from our range of beauty services. Enjoy 3 hours of parking for only €7 when you shop in-store. Discover more on the Arnott's app and online at arnotts.ie.
Now, you're very welcome back. We're live here in Monaghan in Sound Quality Gifts inside Fleming's Department Store once again. And now before me, I'm meeting Liam Bradley, is the curator of Monaghan County Museum. You're welcome, Liam.
Hey, Oliver. Thanks very much.
This is a big anniversary moment, I believe, for the museum here.
Yeah, a big year for us. Yeah, we turned 50 years this year. So we were the first local authority museum to open in 1974. Pretty dark time in Monaghan's history, so it was something really unusual for Monaghan County Council to do. So yeah, it was lovely to mark 50 years this year.
Do you have any idea what it would have looked like? You're too young, obviously, to be in around at the time.
I'm far, far too young. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Did you say it was the first county?
It was the first local authority, so it was the first county council to say we're going to professionally staff a museum, we're going to give it the resources, and we're going to collect a collection that's going to reflect the story of the county. So that was really unique, something new.
Yeah, and as you say, a rough time in the 70s in an area.
Well, that's right. I mean, the museum opened in late 74 in September, only a few months beforehand. We'd had the Monaghan bombings, so it was quite a dark time, but still an amazing time for the council to decide this is a time to collect a story.
And great success to keep it going up to now and beyond. Yeah. It's a brilliant museum now in particular. There's a new home and everything.
New home in the Peace Campus we've just opened, so this is a hell of a year. We turned 50 and moved home, so it was in no way stressful. that was only thanks to the staff, wonderful staff in the museum, and the support of the council, and of course Minister Humphreys was a huge support over the years as well.
Yeah, firing grants into ditches, like I said. But there's lovely buildings there, isn't there? There's lots of the Peace Campus here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's really nicely positioned. I mean, it's a brand new building, but there's a lovely surround there with the old Garda station, the old RIC station. Then you have the railway beside it as well. So it's a piece of history in an area of history.
Tell us about them. Bordering Realities is the exhibition you're kind of using to celebrate these 50 years.
It's the exhibition we used to open the museum. So it was something that came to me one day. I was thinking, how can I really reflect that story of living in the county, how the lines intersect to the crossover. Obviously, there's one border that defines a place geographically, but socially, culturally, politically, there's so many different lines, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it makes up this really beautiful mosaic that makes this area quite unique. So Bordering Realities is the exhibition, and it's all about people stories.
And you've got the notable figures of the area telling their stories, including Barry McGuigan, who's obviously
in
the news at the moment.
In the news at the moment, robbed, I think. But So I spoke with Barry McGuigan, Tommy Boak, Trina Baff, Ard O'Hanlon, asked them to share their stories, give us some objects. So we wanted to have those ambassadors, and they're incredible ambassadors for the county, and other ambassadors for the museum.
And that's what if you go to the exhibition, it's kind of their stories.
It's their story, but there's also a larger story as well. Obviously, they're iconic names, but it's people from all around Monaghan, going back from thousands of years up to modern day, how people have crossed those borders and challenge those borders. And it's sort of meant to be an inspirational thing. And the question we ask everyone when they walk in the door is, do the borders in your life define you, or do you define those borders?
Okay. And you brought some artifacts with you today.
I wanted to show you a gamut. So obviously it's a radio, so I'll have to describe them.
Do please.
One of the pieces is a flint arrowhead. So that's one of the oldest pieces we have in the collection. It's almost 5,000 years old.
Pick it up in here. It's an amazing looking condition, by the way.
It's incredible. Well, that's what we do in the museum, look after our collection. So that's a piece that would have been used for hunting and gathering, hunting wild game. I mean, we didn't have Flemings back then 5,000 years ago, so you had to go out and hunt your food. So that was the sort of tool you would have used for it.
Have you loads of arrowheads? County museums have them, but that's not particularly...
Yeah, but I mean, it is. They're really unique pieces. I mean, I'm an archaeologist in the background, so I mean, I'm very conscious of the time. But if you've got a couple of hours someday, I'd happily bore you to death.
Absolutely. No, I would absolutely be up for that. How old is this, did you say?
So a little bit over 5,000 years old.
5,000 years. And how old is the artifact next to
A little bit younger than that. So this is a champion milk hat, something that I was passionate about when I was young growing up. I'd have loved to have had one. So obviously when Barry McGuigan became the world champion, the local milk co-op named their milk after them, and it's still known as champion milk to this day.
1985.
Yeah,
and you've got lots of Barry McGuigan memorabilia.
Well, Barry was just great. He gave us the loan of his entire outfit that he wore the night he won the World Championship, a bronze bust as well that was made whenever he was inducted in the World Boxing Hall of Fame. And they all were, like Tommy Bowe gave us his jerseys from the Grand Slam 2009, Katrina gave us a top that she wore during the filming of Ford versus Ferrari, and Arnold was a great sport. He let us put on a replica of his iconic outfit from Father Ted. So yeah, they're all really unusual pieces, and you have to come to the museum to see them.
To get all of these stories. Yeah. You're a curator for quite a long time.
Yeah, well over 20 years now. So just a passion. You know, I mean, the thing that really got me into it was power. That idea of objects giving you power. So objects can tell a story, and that can really inspire people. So that's why I wanted to get into it.
Do you know everything about this area?
No, people think that. You know, if you say, oh, you must be academic. No, I mean, I'm a salesperson. You know, I put together an idea and I sell it to people and get people involved. The idea of the museum's accessibility, people coming in, sharing ideas, sharing stories. And we hope we can do that now with the new museum.
Okay, brilliant. Tell us when the Monaghan County Museum is open. This is a bugbear of people, isn't it, when it's...
You're very good. I appreciate that. So the museum is open Monday to Friday, 11 to 5, and Saturday, 12 to 5. You can find out all the information on monaghan.ie.
Saturday opening.
Saturday opening.
Some places around the country, but we have it in Monaghan.
We have it in Monaghan. And of course we do. Monaghan was first.
Liam Bradley, thank you so much for bringing your artefacts and for continuing to celebrate Barry McGuigan, the Clona Cyclone in particular.
Of course, always.
Even if you threw everything else out, it'll still be a draw. Now, next to Liam is Dorothy Adams. Good morning to you, Dorothy. Come right into the microphone here now. I know you're getting very relaxed in this shop. What do you do? The reason you're here is the festive season, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You're a farmer.
Farmer's wife.
You're a farmer's wife? You're all farmers. All farmers to us. And you have how many turkeys on the farm right now?
A small batch.
And the small batch is how many?
About 70.
About 70? Mm. It's a lot of work though, isn't it? Because you're one of the, Monaghan being the turkey empire of the whole country, there are big, big kind of factory level ones, but you are the nice...
Started off about 35 years ago with 24 and worked up the scale, but downgrading now again.
Now, inform the nation when the turkeys arrive in the farm.
About the 19th of August as day olds.
As day olds?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And they need round-the-clock care, don't they?
The first week.
First week, yes. Okay. Mm. They need to be kept warm.
Yes.
Even though it's August.
Very important.
How do you do that?
Infrared bulbs.
Just the bulbs, maybe 500-watt
bulbs. And blankets round the ring.
Blankets around the ring?
Yeah, blankets over the ring to keep the heat in.
Oh, yes.
But I know by looking at them whether they're... warmer.
You're doing it that long, you can just tell if a turkey needs a bit of an extra duvet, or whatever. Yeah. And then it's just keep feeding and keep watering them all the way and cleaning out because they're filthy things, aren't they?
No, you don't. You bed them with shavings every few days.
Sawdust.
Shavings.
Oh, shavings. Sorry, I'm using the correct terminology.
Yeah, sorry.
And are they in good condition right now? Then
they are. They're looking very well.
When will they meet the inevitable?
19th or 20th of December.
Oh, they've 10 more days.
Yes. Depending on the weather.
Depending on the weather. Oh, yes, of course, that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to make sure it's cool.
You do, or else. The dread for you now is a mild December, which you were getting increasingly.
Yeah, well, at times. And then back 10 years ago, we had it freezing, but I was lucky that time. We had the shed was suitable for them.
Oh, okay, very good. But the weather's looking good at the minute, but it is ten days away, it can happen. When the moment comes, who helps you out with the killing and the plucking?
All the family.
All the family. And this is the real kind of Mehel farming that goes on, isn't it? Because neighbours and so on arrive.
A night's chat.
Yeah, because we had this in the farm down in Iskeen, and we don't have the turkeys anymore, but it was like a wonderful week.
Yeah, all the yarns of the day.
Everyone around, because it's hard work, but it's kind of like it's a tradition.
It's hard work at the last, but not much, you know, feed them twice a day and that otherwise.
Is it hard to kind of steady them to get to the right weight in the closing days? No, you're just an expert, Dorothy.
Yes.
Who helps out? Have you got fellas in the farm that help out and lads?
My two sons do the choking. And that's
there's no better way of putting it.
Yes. They have to be hung up. That's the most important thing.
It is.
That they're done properly.
It has to be done properly because you can end up with spots on the meat and all that.
And then they're took in and hung individually in a shed. And then on the day before they go away, they're got oven ready.
Oh, go away. That was a better term.
Yes.
So that's how you sell them. Are you? Do you supply supermarkets?
No. All sold from the farm.
Okay. Mm. So you advertise in the Northern Standard.
Yes.
And you've got the regulars as well.
I have my regulars that come. That don't even look at the Standard. They just come. Yes, including Helen Drum.
She's a customer, is she? Oh, very good. And you've a couple of bronzes.
Yes, 12.
Would you do a bronze yourself, or do you prefer the white feathered?
There's not much difference in them.
Is there not?
The truth.
Some people say the bronze will cook a bit quicker and you can dry them out. But have you a preference? No.
No.
Will you have a big, gigantic 22-pounder yourself?
Or 24, maybe.
24? She loves the turkey. Dorothy Adams, thank you for serving the community here for this length of time. Liam Bradley, you take note now, because this is folklore.
History happening right down. Absolutely.
It's in front of us, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the turkey feathers, unfortunately, are no use for any.
No.
Not much use at all. Jamie Duffy, thank you so much to Dorothy Adams and also to Liam Bradley. Jamie, you're going to play a Christmas tune written by Jamie Duffy.
Written by myself when I was very, very young. Just sort of about
He's
Christmas
23
and
years
modern,
of age. So. I mean, how young
well, much younger than that. So Stephanie's going to join me. She's a local teacher. And used to be my choir director, actually.
Oh
at one
God.
Point.
Teacher and student.
Yeah, so.
Transition your students, take notes.
It's a lovely community show. So
what's
nice community.
What's the name?
It's a... Probably hasn't got a name properly, but Candle in the Window for now.
Candle in the Window,
yeah.
For the want of a better name. Off you go.
Lights, trees, ice in the air, snow in the air tonight. Christmas time has come, through the village we'll run tonight. In the depths of the dark before dawn, in the still find the light carry on. See the candle in the window, see the stars up in the sky. Whatever way the wind blows, let's sing a song tonight. As the years pass us by, and you dream of the world tonight. Hold me close to your heart, don't think of the dark tonight. In the depths of the dark before dawn, in the still find the light carry on. See the candle in the window, see the stars up in the sky. Whatever way the wind blows, let's sing a song tonight. Put a candle in the window for the souls up in the sky. This Christmas, come together, let's sing a song tonight.
Beautiful. Candle in the Window, Jim Duffy. And Stephanie Webb on vocals there as well. We have an email from Brendan Lilly who says, any retired or semi-retired people in the area are welcome to come to the Monaghan U3A. That's the University of the Third Age, which runs all kinds of activities for the retired, from Pilates to chair exercises, social dancing, line dancing, of course. I'm sure there's jiving in there as well. Trips at home and abroad, language classes and the whole lot. And that's Monaghan U3A, simple to get hold of. We're going to take one more break before we go. We're back with some styling tips for the Christmas.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by itsforwomen.ie. Irish online car insurance that's driven to offer big discounts and even bigger rewards.
This Christmas, could your company help us be there for every sick child in Ireland every single day? Donate to the Children's Health Foundation's Christmas Wishes Appeal, and your company could help deliver world-class medical care to children and families throughout the year. To take part or to find out about giving levels, go to childrenshealth.ie.
RTE Radio 1.
Zach Bryan.
To you, I'm just a man. To me,
due to phenomenal demand, extra date added.
We're having an all-night.
Live at Phoenix Park, June 22nd.
Subject to license.
Pictures and passing time, you only smile like.
Tickets available now. Presented by Aiken Promotions.
Music updates on RTE Radio 1.
On the days ahead of Christmas, Santa wants to see children reaching out to RTE.
It's that time of year again. Send your emails to santa at rte.ie.
Ho, 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 yes, Derek, and I'll need them by December the 12th.
If you want to hear Santa, tune into RTE.
Radio 1.
3 o'clock.
Christmas Eve.
Please don't forget. Put your phone number at the end of your email too.
Santa.rte.ie.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. We're here live in Monaghan Town, and Maria Macklin joins us now. House of Colour is your business, Maria?
Yes, I'm an image consultant.
You're an image consultant, and I believe this week you were. We've had you on the show before when I was standing in a long time ago, tips during lockdown and so on.
Yeah.
So you basically meet people and give them style tips.
My tagline is really I empower people to take their space. I think when we're young, we are a blank canvas for other people, and we end up being dressed by mothers, sisters, best friends, fashion influencers, retail people. And so a lot of people pull themselves back and don't take their own space for them. So I show people how to use clothes as the tool to take their space for them.
So they come to you thinking, I want to change, I have a bit of more courage now.
Yes, some of it's about confidence, some of it's about understanding how to present, how to project, and how to express authentically so that you're wearing your clothes for you and not somebody else's clothes.
Oh, very good. Or trying to blend in the crowd.
Absolutely. Women are the best at blending in.
And you're from Monaghan Town.
I'm from Monaghan Town, yeah.
But you're based further down.
Carrickmacross. Defected to South Monaghan, yeah.
Oh, you come to the nice side. The farney end of things.
Yeah.
Just this week you were styling a teenager, is that right?
Yeah, I have a huge range of clients, but I had a young fellow who just wanted to try and be different and not look like everybody else. And so
that's a great, fair play to him.
Totally. I have four youngsters, young adults, teenagers, and they have had their colour and style tools for a very long time. And so they know exactly what to buy, but they also know what not to buy. And I see too many people on Instagram doing hauls, you know, a haul of clothes and a haul, and they get bags and bags of stuff. And our planet can't sustain that. Their head can't sustain it, because if you have a wardrobe that's overwhelming, how are you going to decide what to wear? How are you going to express yourself? How are you going to keep it sustainable? All of those questions. And so having these tools at a younger age makes perfect sense, because they don't go away. You have them for the rest of your life.
What do you say to a young fella then who comes for a style tip from you?
Well, he's really starting out. He doesn't really know where to go. And so I started off by doing a colour session with him. So once he understands that a quarter of the colours out there work for him, but three quarters of them don't, that gives him a really good filter when he's in a shop. And then we went around to Dublin. We went into some vintage shops. We went to charity shops.
Oh, right. So you shop with them?
Yeah, I shopped with him. Yeah. But I gave him that tool first. Because if you don't have that funnel, you don't know where to start.
You're a big fan of telling people don't be afraid to wear the same thing.
Oh, totally. Repeat style. Absolutely vital. Particularly now. We're buying 400% more clothes than we bought 20 years ago.
That's kind of,
you know, and my son said horrific to me yesterday, you can only wear one outfit at a time. You know, and if you open a wardrobe and you don't know where to start, you end up wearing the same clothes over and over again, because you do. So we spend in our lifetime about 500,000 on clothes.
Really, do we?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That'll scare the jeepers out.
Yeah. And 20% of that we wear actively. So you're sitting with a load of money in your wardrobe.
Okay, just over 2 weeks' time, Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Are people still dressing up for Christmas Day, or are they staying in pajamas, festive pajamas for the whole thing?
It's a funny old thing, because when we were small, you just wore your Sunday best, which was the same as the Sunday before and the Sunday before. You know, you had one good outfit. Now people buy an outfit for Christmas Day, which, of course, I don't approve of.
Because they change for Christmas Day dinner.
I think so.
Social media.
Yeah, it is absolutely social media. And I think we need to get better at this, because other people don't know that you're wearing the same thing again, because they're so wrapped up in themselves, you know, so they're only thinking about what they're wearing. They don't really notice what you're wearing. So, I mean, I'm an advocate of absolutely wearing what you wore before. If you look amazing, it doesn't really matter. People don't notice your clothes as much as they notice you.
You think red suits
red
everyone?
Suits everybody can wear primary red. I've got three reds in front of me here. One is primary red.
Yeah, that's Santa Claus red.
It's absolutely. And that's what Coca-Cola did. They rebranded Santa Claus because he used to be green and they made him red.
Yeah.
Because it's very impactful. So red.
Santa Claus, very happy with the styling. Yep.
Well, you get more confidence when you're wearing red. So physiologically,
I thought you were going to say because we've Irish heads in us, red suits.
No, but red. But everybody can wear primary red. And then you have red with a little bit more yellow in it, which is an orangey red.
Oh, it's
and you
brighter,
have red
yeah.
with a little bit more blue in it, which is a cool red.
Feels more like a nighttime red. That
well,
one,
some
heading
people
towards wine.
Suit that one better. If you've got cool skin tones, you'll suit the blue one better. And if
I'd be kind of ruddy faced now. What would...
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm in a grotesque green
Christmas jumper. I know. Jumper, yes.
So that's the deal.
Yeah. Well, if you understand which red to buy, then you can wear it with confidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
But reuse is the big thing.
Totally reuse.
Absolutely. Maria Macklin, thank you so much. How do people get in touch with you, by the way?
House of Colour, Maria Macklin.
House of Colour is the best way to do that.
Yeah.
Helen Drum is here with us because we're coming to an end. Our time in Monaghan draws near. Helen,
so sad. I don't want you to go. I want you to stay.
By the way, the whole department store is incredible here, Fleming's.
Absolutely. And thankfully, it's so busy. But you know something I want to let you know? You're just our cup of tea.
She hands me a cup with a mug with my face on it, which
it's so beautiful.
Is somehow worse than the Christmas jumper.
Can I also just say, Oliver, I ask people really to shop local.
Shop local. Helen Drum, thank you for having us in Sound Quality
Gifts.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Gar Duffy and to Damien Gavigan for organising the sound, to our team over here in Monaghan, to our team back at base as well. Brian Jennings is coming up with the news. We'll talk to you again. Thank you, and hop Monaghan.